Yeah, we're recording. Just want to tell me your name.
Derek.
Mm-hmm.
Jewel. And J-E-W-E-L-L. But for my name, D-E-R, one, it's one R in it, I-C-K.
I-C-K, all right.
D-E, it's a bit unusual.
Yeah, that is unusual. You must have spent a lifetime of spelling it to people.
Yes.
Yeah, I know. So, when were you at Bamford School?
I was at Bamford School from 1942, when I would have been...
Right.
Five? I was born in 1935, so that's 5 years. And then
seven?
I was then got to, well, then my parents were helping to work on a building a reservoir in County Durham, and my father had used, my father's lifetime was making 10 reservoirs in other parts of the country.
Right, yeah, yeah.
But I'm just digressing from what I
No, think. You can digress.
Yes.
That's it's really interesting.
So when the job for County Durham finished,
mm-hmm.
my parents and my elder brother, who was 10 years my senior, they came to live in Rose Cottage in Ashupton, the village near... Derwent.
Yeah.
And I went to school at Derwent when I was about 4 and a half.
Right.
And I left Derwent School, and everybody in Derwent School had to be accommodated somewhere else, and that was at Bamford.
Right.
Mainly. But I had to leave in 1942.
Yeah.
Because that was when oh, wait a minute, I was 5, 6, 7, no, I can't do arithmetic. Anyway, I've got it here. When did you attend Bamford School? I've got down 1942 and then to 1911, when I passed what was then called the 11 plus exam.
Right. So you went to school at Derwent first, did
I went
you?
First, yeah.
So where was that school? Where was the school at Derwent?
It was...
is it still there?
No, I think if you could have gone up there a few weeks ago, or even now, you could probably see there's some stones and things to hold things up, but it was never much higher than this table that they had to leave. And in that area was a very significant building which equally got destroyed. Derwent Hall, I think it was.
Yeah, yeah.
And it was, I think it was owned by, it was owned by one of the two main Christian churches in the area.
Right.
The other one was, I think, Roman Catholic. And there was one side of Derwent,
uh-huh.
and the other side of Derwent. And you had to, if you looked up on a map, you'd see the boundary would go alongside where the water was. So I came to Ashupton in 1942, and no, I didn't. Dear me, I guess just before the war.
Before the war?
Before the war, the Second World War. I think it must have been about 1939 and a half.
Right, okay.
But in 1911, after I got transferred to Bamford,
mm-hmm.
1911, I sat for the 11 plus and got through, although probably with the skin of my teeth.
Where did you go then?
And... yeah, so during that time, I've been trying to remember names, but Miss Armstrong was one of the teachers in Bamford School at that time. She was in the second most senior one.
Mm-hmm.
I think there were four teaching classes there. Some junior, very junior to start with, and then there was another class which you could access it by a door going from one class to the other class. And there was and Miss Bingham was one, another one that I've remembered, but there's Miss Bingham, she was a spinster lady, and she was teaching children in Derwent.
Right.
But she got transferred to to Bamford, and I know they've asked me if I can remember anything about the school in particular, and I did. I think, like a lot of other children, I did suggest that one of the best times at Bamford School was when it was recreation time,
right,
and children came out of the classes, and although the classes were mixed, the playgrounds were girls or boys.
And
the church and the school was I've just heard it sometime, 1860 or something, but it was made of local stone buildings, and when I can remember we played football in the top yard, and the girls in the bottom yard were playing rounders,
right, or
and sometimes rounders and other girl sports.
Did you go to the rec ever then or not?
To the
recreation ground. Did you go outside school or
no? No, not
because I think they did later on.
They did a bit later on when you're old enough to play football.
Yeah,
you could go. We could play football against teams in Grindleford, Haversedge, Hope, Bradwell. Yes, and what were your best memories of Bamford School? Well, I was thinking, what was your favourite lesson and why?
Or now, did you like your
lessons? I'll have to jump to this because my favourite lesson was definitely geography.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I put down here because getting to know about the world suited me, and also I like to know that new things were coming from abroad.
Right.
When previously, post-war 1947, there wasn't a lot of shops going, making a profit or doing. And then, what was the other one? Did you have school dinners? Oh, yeah. School dinners, very good.
Really?
But there's only one thing I can say about school dinners, other than they were very well cooked and we enjoyed eating them. But when we enjoyed them, we were upstairs where we are now, and we had tables and chairs, and we had tablecloths.
Right.
And we reckoned, or Mr. Bloxham, who was the man who was the boss of Bamford School, Mr. What did I say his name was?
Bloxham.
Mr. Bloxham, and he did claim that having a tea cloth on a table. It was unique because nobody else did it in Haversedge or Castleton or Bradwell.
So it's a bit more refined.
And we got tablecloths that got washed and cleaned when there was any upsets of gravy or something like that.
Cancel that.
Can I just do?
Yeah, how just
did
one
you,
more.
How did you get to and from school? And I have to say,
from Ashleton,
we walked.
Right.
From the bottom row of Yorkshire Bridge,
right,
where we were living, we were in the fourth house. Walk from the bottom row of Yorkshire Bridge, and returning the same afternoon. But we did it all on foot.
Yeah.
But at one time they were running a coach service.
Yeah.
But that was more for people who were going to the station, railway station.
Oh, right.
And it didn't really affect Bamford, but the coaches came through Bamford.
It was useful. That's great. That's lovely. Loads there.
I'll have to, if it's not putting me nose out, wouldn't mind doing it again, you know.
Right, okay.
Or doing something else.
Let
me just stop these. We'll do more. Yeah, I'll write a note of that.
Yeah, because and I think when I said Miss Bingham, no, Miss Armstrong,
yeah.
Someone else upstairs told me it could also have been Mrs. Swindon.
Oh, right.
So she got married.
Yeah,
before,
yeah.
But when I was there, she was teaching in the, say, the second top school. She got people into New Mills.
Right.
You know,
yeah,
not
yeah.
many who went into the top class,
yeah.
where Mr. Bloxham was, didn't. They tended to probably have expertise in carpentry or electrics and other sort of hand-done jobs.
Yeah, sort of crafts and handicrafts
yeah.
and things.
Yeah.
But she got them into New Mills, because that was a big deal then, wasn't it?
Yes.
Into New Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah, and there was a little shop at the bottom. Do you know where the garage is now that repairs cars?
Yeah, yeah.
Opposite that is a stone-built, what was a house. And when we were playing... Oh, wait, this was only... Sorry, this only happened, really, when you came home from New Mills. The first place you stopped at once you got off the train...
Was that shop?
Was the shop with sweets.
Yeah.
But no doubt, all the members of Bamford who came to Bamford School must have gone there, because sweets were scarce during the war
yeah.
and
yeah,
shortly
absolutely.
After. Yeah.
Right.
Right. Let-